Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Halfway through our Monday night / Tuesday morning show, depending upon where you are and how you're listening. We're glad to have you with us here on CBS Sports Radio. The big news, I didn't even see it. I got text messages to let me know that Russell Wilson had been cut or was informed that he would be cut by the Denver Broncos. Not a huge surprise, but still stunning considering 2 years ago, nearly 2 years ago to the day that the Broncos traded for Russell Wilson, and it was all excitement and energy and enthusiasm, anticipation around Denver, not just in the building, but outside the building. The majority of people believed that Russ was the missing piece. Well, he's missing now. And so is a lot of money that the Broncos still owe him. Not to mention a cap hit that is astronomical, even with the rise in salary cap for NFL teams coming up next season. So what now? That's always the question. What now? We're going to look around at the rest of the NFL market. We know that there are a couple veteran, higher profile free agent QBs, but will they actually be available? And if you are Russ, are you willing to play for a veteran minimum just so you can get back on another roster? A lot of questions there. Sean Payton, George Payton, not related, not spelled the same. The Broncos brain trust, they've got work to do. So do Russ's agents. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Do you want Russ on your team? If your team needs a quarterback, and there are teams out there that do need quarterbacks. So if your team needs a QB, would you take a flyer on Russ? What if he is willing to play for the veteran minimum, which is just over $1 million? It's nothing for a veteran quarterback. That is zero. That's less than what a lot of first-round draft picks will make. Well, all first-round draft picks will make if they end up getting selected high in the draft. I mean, this is a minimum that would give Russ the chance to prove himself. But considering that he's about to get nearly $40 million from the Broncos, does he take his time? It's clear that he still wants to win. And so we start with Russ and the potential options as we head into the wrap-up from the combine and the chatter and the QB rumors and speculation.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it caught? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone. Oh, he's got it.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Hand off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
The Denver Broncos are in the market for a quarterback. Again, stop me if you've heard this before. Sean Payton was asked about it at the combine, and his response was something to do with a meme that featured former NFL QBs on a t-shirt with lines through their faces. His response about finding an answer at the QB position, quote, "We better." The Broncos have got some work to do. Will it be a rookie in the draft? Will they have to move up? But what do they package in draft capital to move up? And are they really going to go forward with Jarrett Stidham? We don't have those answers now. And Russ himself is trying to look for answers after spending two seasons in Denver in which they really couldn't ever get the offense going consistently. Always a lot of what ifs, a lot of missed opportunities. But according to Russ on the I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon Marshall, he actually played hurt because he really wanted to prove himself with the Broncos.
For me, though, going to Denver, it's like I got to play through it, you know, and I want to win.
Yeah.
That's what all I care about is winning. And, you know, I've played through things before and won, you know, but I never missed a game before. You know, the first time I ever missed a game in 10 years was when I broke my finger. My finger was sitting sideways. And that was in Seattle. I was supposed to miss, that was in 2021. I was supposed to miss like 8 games or whatever. Came back in after the third one. But, you know, I think that part of me is like, you know, maybe I came back a couple games too early or whatever. But part of me is like, I'm supposed to be out here. You know, yeah. I got to be out here.
He did miss a couple starts in Denver as well, but in games he started, the Broncos were 11-19. Remember, they benched him with 2 games left in the 23 season after what we now know, threatening to bench him earlier in the year if he didn't change this guaranteed injury money in his contract. By the way, he's getting the money in his contract because he did not agree to change. And what's next for him? Now, he did the I Am Athlete podcast before he found out he was officially getting cut, though I can imagine he could see the writing on the wall. Where does he go from here?
If it's not there, though, I gotta go to a place that we're gonna win again.
If it's not in Denver, which we know it's not, I gotta go to a place where I will win. And I suppose the money gives him the luxury of being able to pick and choose. But which teams out there will offer him a gig and are poised to win? But also, this is just me. I'm just asking a rhetorical question. Isn't that exactly where the Broncos were 2 years ago? They felt like if they brought Russell Wilson on board, they would win. It wasn't all his fault. Nathaniel Hackett was a bit of a mess. That's an understatement. At head coach. Right, they had injuries at receiver. Their offensive line was still an issue. 2 years ago, the run game was abysmal. Had a lot of injuries at running back as well. But if you're a team right now, let's just say Raheem Morris in Atlanta. He's indicated he believes that team is ready to win. They just need a QB. Is Russell Wilson the guy to plug in? That's a huge question mark. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of people are connecting Russ with the Steelers. Now remember, they still have Kenny Pickett under contract. They've released Mitch Trubisky. Mason Rudolph was the guy starting for them at the end of the season. Omar Khan was doing interviews and recording videos on Steelers Twitter while he was at the combine. And he was asked about the Steelers quarterback position.
We have one under contract right now, so we have some work to do. You know, there's fortunately different ways to fill those roster spots, right? We can utilize free agency, the draft. There's, you know, always trade conversations going on. So we'll utilize every one of those avenues to try to identify the right people for us.
Who are the right people? Who are the right people? Khan certainly has to be fielding a lot of questions about Mason Rudolph, considering that he's a free agent now, and the way he played late in the season put them in position to challenge for the playoffs.
Mason knows we want him back. I've had conversations with his representative, and those conversations continue.
Short and sweet, but are the Steelers satisfied? The last we knew, there was an internal debate about about Kenny Pickett and whether or not they should hitch their wagon to his star any longer. And he got hurt, but he also got benched and didn't get his job back, and Mason was a better option. Now, Kenny's still under his rookie contract, and so they're not paying him a whole lot. They don't have to make a decision about him right now. But you can imagine they'd like to upgrade the position and like to figure out what to do since, yeah, Kenny's the only one under contract. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Cleveland Browns have paid for a quarterback they haven't gotten a whole lot out of. Deshaun Watson missing at more than half of last season with shoulder injuries and surgery and all that jazz. And he's not yet paid any of the dividends for what Cleveland was hoping. Head coach Kevin Stefanski, the coach of the year in 2023, told SiriusXM NFL Radio he's actually not worried at all about Deshaun.
Obviously, he's disappointed with not being able to play more due to injury last year. The last game he plays in was the Baltimore game where we beat him on the road, and then he has a shoulder injury that he has to get fixed. So that's disappointing for him, but I know how hard he works. I know how hard he's working right now in rehab to get back. I have a ton of confidence in him and what he's going to be able to do as he gets through his rehab, and then we hit the ground running once he's ready to go.
Cleveland nearly swept the postseason awards. Joe Flacco, comeback player of the year. Myles Garrett, the defensive player of the year. Kevin Stefanski, coach of the year. Shoot, who am I missing? There was one more. I did say. All right, I'm missing one. I'm sure that the Browns would like to build on what they did last year, except they really need to have Deshaun Watson stay healthy all the way through. He's played such limited football in the last couple seasons, actually going back to when he was traded. But before that, remember, he spent a year and a half just standing on the sidelines. So I wonder, can he recapture that magic, quote unquote? Can he be the same quarterback he was when he was a Pro Bowler in Houston before everything fell apart? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, speaking of the combine, you know, Caleb Williams, all the rage there. And it's interesting to hear from this young generation of QBs that are about to enter the league who they idolize, who they look up to as role models at the same position.
I try to model my game after a bunch of guys, but Aaron Rodgers, I would say, is number one.
All right. And then who would your favorite NFL player be of all time?
Aaron Rodgers. Then Tom Brady.
Now, remember, Aaron Rodgers is a Bay Area guy. He's a, well, Northern California guy. Caleb Williams, of course, went to USC. But isn't it interesting? We've now gotten to the point where, and Tom Brady would talk about this too, where he entered a locker room, especially with the Buccaneers when it was new, that he was playing with guys who were almost awestruck by him, guys who watched him growing up. And here's Caleb Williams, who says Aaron Rodgers is the guy that he emulates his game after and that's his favorite NFL player. Please, please, please don't try the darkness retreat.
Or don't have your number. You're not going to have my number.
The ayahuasca or whatever it's called. The weekly interviews to make waves on radio shows. Nah, just be Caleb Williams.
I was searching for a deeper level of self-love.
Don't do that either. NFL Network, the interview with Caleb Williams from the Combine. All right, so if Caleb goes to Chicago, maybe J.J. McCarthy goes to Washington. Patriots have a decision to make at number 3. The Giants pick number 6. Wait a minute, don't they have a quarterback? Listen to what Rich Eisen had to say on his show Monday.
Number 3 of my top 5 rumors I heard at the Combine is the Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Done.
Wow. Absolutely done.
Done. Might have to play him this year.
Whoa.
But that ain't it. And they feel that ain't it. The words I heard at the Combine multiple times, two words were buyer's remorse.
Well, considering that he tore his ACL and didn't make it through last season and was hurt before that, was a neck injury before that? Right. The money they spent for the first year in that big contract for Daniel Jones definitely did not buy them a steady QB, but also didn't buy them any more wins. They went from being a wild card team in the NFC East to back to where they were before that. It's been rough. Except here's the question. Amy Trask reminds us of this all the time. If not Daniel Jones, then what? So what? You would imagine they'd want to draft a QB at number 6 if one of the top guys is still available, right? Because think 1, 2, 3, and I don't know what the Patriots will do, but 1, 2, 3 could be looking at quarterbacks, but then 4 and 5 are not looking at quarterbacks. The danger, though, is if you're the Giants and you stand pat at number 6, what, Jay? A team could leapfrog above them in the draft, and then the guy you want could be gone, snatched out from underneath your very nose. It gets cutthroat when it comes to quarterbacks. That's Rich Eisen on his show on Monday, commenting on the top rumors he heard at the Combine. All right, these are not rumors. Don't believe a thing that you hear about how the culture in Dallas is coming apart and the Cowboys are fractured. Nah, 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 says Dak Prescott.
That's something I've always bragged on and took pride in. So if there's questions of that, concerns on that, I feel attacked. I'm sure some guys in the locker room do. But at the end of the day, it's a business. And the way that this business plays out, people don't get exactly what they wanted. The culture is great from my standpoint. And I say that in the sense that I actually don't know what all talk's been said, so I don't want to go into a, I don't know, good, bad, or whatever. I've heard some, but I can't, you guys know if anybody, I'm not the one listening, and I'm trying not to.
Okay, well, if you won't talk about the culture, what about a contract extension? Dak is supposed to count more than $59 million against the cap this coming season. His base salary is $29 million, and then there's a $5 million roster bonus due on the fifth day of the league year. I don't even know why this is a question, except that if they renegotiate his deal, that cap hit could be spread out. It could come down significantly. All right. Every team is getting a $30 million boost. Do the Cowboys feel like that's enough under the salary cap? Do they need more? Dak also unconcerned.
Definitely confident. Obviously, it helps the team. It's important for the numbers. I've heard Jerry said that. Tad happened over here and told me that part, right? That that is a process. Both sides understand that. Everything's great. I know happy.
Yeah, everything's great. I'm happy. Dak not only has a guarantee that he can't be tagged after the 24 season, right, just in case. Oh my gosh, we go into that cycle with Dak Prescott again. Remember that? It was like a 3-year odyssey about his contract extension and
get me some oxygen.
Right, not agreeing. Well, he also has a no trade clause, and so he's in a pretty good spot. Jerry Jones says he's our franchise quarterback, and I don't know why they would want to make any changes now. He and McCarthy really clicked and gelled together in the first year of McCarthy calling plays for Dak. He had an MVP season. I know that he did not perform well in the playoffs. I get it. And once again, they had an early exit, but he had an MVP season. That's nothing to be sneezing at. All right, last one from the NFC East. Jason Kelce no longer snapping the ball to Jalen Hurts. 13 years with the Eagles, a Super Bowl winner. He announced his retirement on Monday.
Whenever I smell the clippings of a freshly mowed grass, I am brought back to this day I'm brought back to this day, 12 years old, Roxboro Middle School, first day in pads.
Oh.
I've been asked many times, why did I choose football? What drew me to the game? And I never have an answer that gets it right. The best way I can explain it is what draws you to your favorite song, your favorite book. It's what it makes you feel. The seriousness of it, the intensity of it. Stepping on the field was the most alive and free I had ever felt.
I love that, the passion. That's what kept him going. And really that passion embodied through the smell of the grass, going back to when he was a middle schooler. Also sitting up there on the stage, announcing his retirement, getting all emotional, he recalls one of his favorite QB memories as an Eagle.
I won't forget Nick Foles having the game of his life on the biggest stage possible. And the biggest on the team going up to Doug Peterson and asking for the Philly special. And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium to say, yeah, let's do it.
Wait, when was the last time someone balled over the biggest balls? I mean, usually when you're dropping that type of vernacular, you're feeling the swagger. You're talking about someone who, you know, has got the moxie and the boldness to pull off an incredible feat. And instead, he's like the biggest.
Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium.
I guess when you're retiring after a 13-year career, you've left it all out there on the field. You can't even talk about big balls without crying. All right. Jay, I had heard the quote before. Jay and I were talking about it pre-show. Jay comes and he's like, I mean, it's inappropriate. It's obnoxious.
Well, it was this such like touching press conference,
right?
Of like,
and then
he's crying. It's so emotional. Everyone's like, oh, what a human, what a guy. Oh, then Nick Foles with the biggest one on the team and balls. Like, okay.
Cannot ask the Philadelphia Eagle to change his stripes. Ha ha. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. If you're waking up on your Tuesday morning, whew, good morning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Oh, Amy, thank you so much. You're awesome. This is my first time calling.
Boom.
And, I Googled you, too, because I was like, I wonder what she looks like, you know?
Great.
You're very beautiful.
Hey, Amy, it's just a pure thrill to talk to you. I can't say enough about how much I like your show.
I want you to know, you're only starting out in your greatness. You got another 30 or 40 years. The way you carry yourself, I mean, oh, my God, it's like you're a typewriter. You're just reeling away, and you're not boring at all.
Well, that's good to know. Don't be afraid to catch fish. Don't be afraid to catch these fish.
Ride your cup and chase through. Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
Okay, it still sounds like fish. I've heard it how many times, and it still sounds like don't be afraid to catch fish, which I do agree with. Don't be afraid to catch fish. Bob and I went fishing on our very first date, and true to form, I went at the last second. Of course, that was his fault because he didn't tell me until the last second that I needed a fishing license to go and stick a pole, cast a line, stick a pole into a local pond near where he and my mom lived. So I got it. And then in my rush to get ready for the date and get out of the house when he picked me up, I forgot it on the dresser in my mom's spare bedroom. Right. So went, got there, realized I didn't have the fishing license. And Bob is a little bit nervous about the fishing police coming and arresting us, I believe. So we braved it. There was no sign of any police, fishing or otherwise, and no one bothered us and even looked sideways at us to find out if we had a fishing license. So fast forward now, a year later, it's almost 1 year since our very first date, and Bob would like to go fishing again. Forget the fact that it's March in the Northeast, and yeah, I don't know how good the fishing is at this particular point, but he says to me, I looked into fishing licenses. Oh, heavens, you and your rules.
He doesn't want to get in trouble.
Apparently, or lose his fishing privileges.
Well, what if he gets like a really big catch and he wants to, you know, showcase it or take it home? There might be some questions that are raised.
At home? There might be questions at home?
Well, if he, like, posts it somewhere or, like, in the town, and it's like, oh, you see this big catch in the town? And
yeah, there's, no. He doesn't post on social. That's not him. That's me, and only because I have to. I applaud him for being a rule follower.
Just talk of the town. You know, like, general word of mouth gets around. Like, oh, you see that guy who caught that awesome fish?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a license? Might be the first question that gets raised.
Stop right? it. Oh, heavens. No, it's not the first question that gets raised. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know how many of you are following the Iditarod, but this story came out of Alaska, out of the Iditarod that is just underway. And of course, I thought instantly of Matt the Musher. It's a friend of ours who ran the Iditarod 2 years ago. We walked with him through his journey via phone calls and photos and even videos. I still keep in touch with Matt the Musher. His daughter ran the junior Iditarod just a couple weeks ago. And he still harbors hopes of getting back into the race himself. But he was a rookie, fulfilled a lifelong dream 2 years ago, and now is more in the training side and working with the dogs and his daughter to make sure that she's ready to go because she's really into it now. So he's not racing this year. But this story came out of Alaska. A veteran musher. His name is Dallas Seavey. He had to kill a moose because it hurt one of his dogs. Now, I know from Matt, I wouldn't have known this otherwise, but Matt told us that he had handgun weapons with him while he was on the race because you are encountering wildlife. And in some cases, the wildlife can be aggressive. As a good New Hampshire girl, I've seen moose in the wild many times, up in the mountains, specifically in New Hampshire, the White Mountains. You are always warned to steer clear of the moose. Not that that really impacts people who want to get photos of the moose. The number of times that we would come across groups of cars either pulled over on the side of the road or just stopped in the middle of the road. Sometimes if the moose is crossing the road, you have no recourse except to wait. But there would always be, inevitably be, people on the side of the road trying to take a photo of the moose. Oh, dear. In one case, we even saw a mama moose and her calf. Really bad idea to try to get close to a mama and her calf. We were always staying in the car. My mom wouldn't let us get out of the car. I mean, they can crush your car, actually. And so, I can imagine that was a really scary situation. And if it's a young male moose, if it's a bull moose, well, then they can be super aggressive. And so Dallas Seavey told officials with the race that early Monday morning, he had to shoot a moose with a handgun in self-defense. According to the race statement, the moose became entangled with the dogs and the musher. Oh, talk about scary. And Dallas Seavey is a veteran in that he's got 5 Iditarod wins. He's probably seen it all on the race route. He says the moose fell on his sled. And actually, there's a TV crew that's following him around. I don't know if that's something we can find from him. But it fell on my sled. It was sprawled on the trail. I gutted it the best I could, but it was ugly. Oh, that's awful. He's not the first one to ever do it. It's I wouldn't say a routine problem, but it is an issue that other mushers have encountered. The race just started on Sunday afternoon. Just started over the weekend, and already he's encountered a moose. It was a dog that got hurt, and so the dog was flown to Anchorage so it could be treated by a vet. Race rules state, if a big game animal like a moose, a caribou, a buffalo, and actually Matt told us he saw a buffalo on his Iditarod 2 years ago. If you never saw his photos or his videos or heard his story, it's amazing. Just the physical and mental challenges for him as well as for his dogs. And not to mention weather and snow challenges, meaning like snow on the ground and sometimes it's softer, sometimes it's harder. It can be icy. You're going across frozen lakes. His story is gripping. And it's on our YouTube channel. The interview that we did with him, which lasted close to an hour, in which he walked us through every facet of the race, including his encounter with buffalo, and also a moment where he and his sled and his dogs all got tipped over and tangled up. It's dangerous business. So the race rules state that if a big game animal is killed in defense of life or property, the musher has to actually gut the animal and report it at the next checkpoint. And mushers who are following along after the one who killed it also have to try to help. Meaning they try to preserve as much of the meat as possible if they can so that the moose didn't give up its life for nothing. They try to salvage the meat. And so as other mushers come along, they hope that they can carry more of the meat with them. One musher confirmed to officials the moose was dead and in the middle of the trail when she got to that same place on Monday. And then even though CV was the only one to have to kill the moose, there apparently was another guy, actually the race leader, I don't know his name, but Jesse Holmes, who had a moose encounter between a couple of checkpoints as well. Don't know if it was the same moose. But listen to this. He told a camera crew, I had to punch a moose in the nose out there. Poor moose. That's his territory. I don't know that he was minding his own business, but gosh, I bet that was scary all around. 1,000 miles. The race ends sometime next week. So we'll have to see if Matt's monitoring. Matt the Musher is monitoring and is maybe out there. If he has some stories. I know, as I say, his daughter competed in the junior Iditarod and had a great showing. And I'd love to hear him tell us about that experience. We'll have to reach out to Matt the Musher. Anyway, that's sad. Sad story. Scary story. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, we've had more melting of the iceberg, if you will, in Major League Baseball with some of the available free agents. And, oh, Scott Boras is talking again.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
No, you don't have to buy custom window treatments in person, because Blinds.com invented a better way. Blinds.com is 100% online. So there's no showroom markups or waiting hours for quotes from pushy salespeople. A Blinds.com designer helped me pick the perfect style for free.
Looking at your room, I think Wovenwood would look amazing.
Oh, and Blinds.com shipped free samples right to my door. You can DIY or book a pro like I did with just one click.
All done.
I got exactly what I wanted. And best of all, everything's covered with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. I would have paid more to make it this easy, but with Blinds.com, I paid less. Way less.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Great balls of fire. I have the diagnosis.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
You're feeling stifled. You're itching for an escape.
It's like I'm hot under the collar and the belt.
It's a clear case of scrotus in furnace. You need Tommy John underwear.
Scrotus in furnace.
Exactly. I'm prescribing Tommy John moisture wicking underwear. They evaporate sweat to release body heat, so you'll finally be able to breathe easy all over.
I feel better already.
Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Have men everywhere feeling at ease.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
And you can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Comfortable.
Excellent. Fresh underwear, fresh perspective. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
waits from the left side. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, bounced on the ground, over towards second. Surrounding it is Stott. He has it, slings across his body in time. Over to first, another 1-2-3 inning. And Zach Wheeler has thrown 5 no-hit innings, and the Phillies are on top 4-0.
First pitch to Matt Chapman is hit in the air to right center field. Outman racing toward the wall, looking up. That ball is gone! Solo home run on the first pitch he sees for Matt Chapman, and the Blue Jays lead for the first time today.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the Phillies and Blue Jays radio networks, does that put you in the mood for a little around the horn? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. There is movement, a melting of the iceberg, if you will. A couple of free agents who end up with contracts before the season actually starts, which, by the way, isn't that far down the road. Dodgers, Padres from South Korea in 15 days. And then the bulk of Major League Baseball opening up on March 28th. Wowzers. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Zach Wheeler gets the largest contract extension in baseball history. It's weird to say about Zach Wheeler. Not that he isn't a really solid pitcher, but the richest contract extension in baseball history. 3 years, $126 million. The average annual salary, $42 million. So with that annual average, that's where the richest part comes in. So you're defining it based on the average annual value, but it's the largest extension in terms of average annual salary, $42 million. 3 years, $42 million per. Producer Jay, would you rather sign a high-profile free agent, in this case pitcher, to a shorter deal for more money or a longer deal with the money divvied up over more seasons?
I'm always more money, shorter term. I think it gives the team and the player more flexibility. Mm-hmm. And everyone gets what they want right now.
Dave Dombrowski with the Philadelphia Phillies certainly acknowledges they have a high payroll, but you know what? Zach Wheeler worth it to them. So what does this mean moving forward?
There's a limit on how much we can do. It's not unlimited, but those will be questions I think we'll face more at the end of the year once we see how our season progresses. There are challenges because, again, there are certain parameters. But the way I look at it is, okay, we'll take those challenges when we know we can start off with the top of the rotation of Wheeler and Nola.
It's funny to hear Zach Wheeler remember that back in 2019, a winter of 19, when he signed a deal with the Phillies, he actually left more money with the Chicago White Sox. They had offered him a fatter contract, but he and his wife wanted to be in New Jersey or close to his wife's family in New Jersey. So when he was signed with the Phillies, they didn't even give him his own press conference. Hadn't forgotten. He had to sit there with Didi Gregorius. Of all the nerve of the Phillies, make him sit up there with Didi Gregorius. Anyway, at the time it was Joe Girardi who was the manager. He's not anymore. The Phillies have since been to a World Series. And now he gets this big deal. And it comes, fast forward in his own personal life, the same week as the birth of his third baby.
Been busy, that's for sure. like I said, credit to my wife. She's the best wife I could ever ask for. And, you know, aww, she allows me to do this. And, she's patient with me. And, it's just been a great week for me, great week for my family. And just going to be happier.
Now, remember, when he signed with the Phillies late in 2019, the next year was the COVID year. So a lot fewer games. But since he debuted with the Phillies back then, he's top 11 in the league in ERA, fourth in innings, eighth in strikeouts. And he's also spearheaded that rotation the last two Octobers. 63 1/3 postseason innings, 2.42 ERA. That is damn good. As for Matt Chapman, why did it take so long for him to sign with the Giants?
Definitely a strange market this year, and the free agent process was a little abnormal. But, you know, our goals were to either get a long-term contract that we felt that I was worth, and if not, get the short-term contract with opt-outs and bet on myself. You know, last year I kind of, you know, played through a hand injury for a lot of the year, so it just kind of wasn't the, you know, the strongest year in some people's eyes. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, if I was going to do something long-term, I was going to get the value that I'm worth. But, you know, I'm super excited to be here. I'm super excited about, you know, the opportunity, and I got a really good feeling about it.
So Matt Chapman signs with the Giants, and he says he bets on himself after what was, in his word, abnormal free agency. Certainly that's the same approach that we got with Cody Bellinger and Scott Boras. Couldn't get the deal they wanted in terms of long-term security, so take a shorter deal, try to pack as much money as you can into it, and then try free agency again in several years. So where's he been getting ready for the season since he wasn't signed to a roster?
For the most part, the offseason was pretty normal, but then obviously once spring training started, I had to get myself even more baseball prepared. So I had been hitting for a while, so there's no issues there. But getting on ASU, getting out on fields, taking ground balls, whether you're going to high schools or ASU or different places to get ground balls, get running, do all the things I need to do so that when I show up, I'm ready, and I'm ready to go now. So I was lucky to have, you know, some friends that were able to throw to me and do things. So I was as prepared as I can be, and I feel good.
Yeah, so another one of these Scott Boras clients, and Chapman's contract is a lot less money, of course. It's the 3 years, $54 million with the Giants, but it does include an opt-out after each of these first 2 years. So welcome to the Giants, Matt Chapman. And he had no idea this is how it would play out. It was the same thing we heard with Cody Bellinger. And according to Boras, the interest is on the rise for his pitchers, Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery. Now, he's not going to tip his hand and tell you which teams, how many are inquiring, but he says he's getting more and more calls for those players as they get closer to the start of the season. Here's the thing, though. It's his job to make it seem like his players are desirable, so I would expect nothing less from Boras. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Great balls of fire. I have the diagnosis.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
You're feeling stifled. You're itching for an escape.
It's like I'm hot under the collar and the belt.
It's a clear case of scrotus in furnace. You need Tommy John underwear.
Scrotus in furnace.
Exactly. I'm prescribing Tommy John Moisture Wicking Underwear. They evaporate sweat to release body heat, so you'll finally be able to breathe easy all over.
I feel better already.
Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Have men everywhere feeling at ease.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
And you can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Comfortable.
excellent. Fresh underwear, fresh perspective. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.